Hi everyone, welcome back to East Coast Haunts. I am MK.
And I'm Sam.
And we are doing an episode that I think both of us have been looking forward to since last year, but we're
Literally
going to
since
give
last
you
October.
it's our favorite time of year. We have 30 days until the opening of Halloween Horror Nights.
Wow.
30
30
days,
days? You're right.
30 days. And we are going to give you our preliminary hype list for the houses that have been announced. So I know we're still waiting on a couple of scare zones. We have a couple that have been announced, but we'll do a shorter episode on our hype list for the scare zones when they're announced. And obviously we'll have more content on our Patreon, like food stuff and going over each of the individual houses. But you're getting our first little I don't know, like a taste of the Halloween Horror Nights season.
Yeah, and it's crazy because if
Great.
you have been to Marshall's or HomeGoods or Michael's, as I know, I'm sure MK has, and I have been, like, you will see it's all Halloween stuff now. So I feel
Oh
like it's only
God.
fitting that Halloween Horror Nights is starting. Because at first, when you said it was in 30 days, I was like, what? But it makes sense.
Yeah, because in 30 days we'll be almost at September, and that, as we all know, is the start of spooky season.
It is.
So Sam and I are going to give you our hype lists. We do have one other person as of right now joining us for Halloween Horror Nights. If you guys ask nicely, maybe he'll give you his hype list too,
Hype
which
list
that
is
might.
going to be, his is going to be chaotic. I just feel
I just know it is.
what you know.
Maybe I'll text him and see if he can respond by the end of this episode.
And he gets to, yeah. Otherwise, we'll do a
So
separate episode of like just him.
just him. Okay, perfect. That'll have to be Patreon content. I don't know if
Yes.
that's good enough to make the main channel. All right. So the way that we're gonna do this is that we are going to give you like the one little sentence blurb on each of the 10 houses that Halloween Horror Nights Universal Orlando has posted on their website. And then we're going to go through our list of the 10, starting with the ones that we are like least excited for to the ones that we are most excited for.
Correct.
Sam, do you have the Halloween Horror Nights page pulled up?
Why, yes, I do.
Do you want to start reading like the little blurbs for the IPs?
Yes, I
And
would
then I'll
love
do
to.
the original. Okay.
I would love to. So I guess it looks like we're starting with A Quiet Place, right? Okay. So this one says A Quiet Place, and its tagline is Silence is survival. Make a sound and you won't last long. Monstrous creatures will hunt you down as the world of the first two films comes to terrifying life.
Dun dun dun.
Oh, okay. And I also just found a second little blurb. Okay, so I'm just going to read this one quickly. This is probably what I was supposed to read in the first place, but it's fine. Silence your screams if you want to survive the terrifying post-apocalyptic world. Like the Abbott family, you must keep quiet as you travel from the farmhouse to the woods to the foundry. As soon as you make a sound, monstrous creatures who can hear the slightest noise will hunt you down and silence you for good.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna give anything away, but I'm interested to see how they do this house.
Yeah, all I'll say for now is that I have never seen A Quiet Place. It just has not necessarily interested me, but I do think that I'll watch it so that I can be prepared for the house.
Yeah, definitely. We'll watch both of them in preparation.
Should I go on to the next
Yeah,
IP?
why don't you do the IPs and I'll do the originals?
Okay. So next up we have Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. The tagline is He'll chill you to the bone. It says, a bone-chilling new specter has escaped from an ancient artifact and he'll stop you cold. The Ghostbusters must team up to save you and the rest of the world from a second ice age. Okay,
Love
there's
it.
that.
Exciting.
We'll continue. We won't do our thoughts yet. Insidious, The Further. Their tagline is, "It's not the house that's haunted, you are." And then our little tagline says, our little description says, "Don't get trapped in The Further as terrifying demons try to ensnare you. Enter the red-faced demon's lair behind the red door and try to keep away from Keyface so he can't lock up your spirit." I'm not really sure who Keyface is, but I don't think I like him very much.
I'll give my thoughts on that when we talk about this.
Sorry, I have like this really bad, this like weird cough where like if I start to laugh, I start coughing, but it's like no other time. So if you hear me like wheezing, that's why. Anyway, next we have, oh wait, is Eternal Bloodlines like IP or is it?
Yeah, it's technically IP.
Okay. Universal Monsters, Eternal Bloodlines. All female, all fearless, all fatal. So we got a little girl power moment here. They don't have the details on this. It says, get caught in an epic battle as Saskia von Helsing and the Bride of Frankenstein go up against Dracula's daughter and her monstrous maidens. I'm just going to leave you with that. I'm leaving you with that.
Okay.
And then I think the rest of them are IPs, correct?
Yes. Or, okay. You know, so what I mean? Or they're called originals, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So our first our first original is Monstruos, the Monsters of Latin America. And our tagline is Trace Monstruos una pesadilla.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Let me look it up right now.
Okay. So
Nightmare.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. So this is Ten Cuidado. With La Muerte as your guide, try to survive the night with three terrifying legends. And I'm going to butcher these names. Tualapuchi, La Lechuza, and El Cibón. Okay,
all exciting. Right. I like that.
It's worth noting that Hollywood had this house last year. So.
And it was apparently very popular, if I recall.
Yes, which is why I think we're getting it this year. The next is Slaughter Cinema 2, which was the first house overall that was announced. Ready for the final cut. It's time for another horror movie marathon at the Cary Drive-In. Scream through scenes from creature features, grindhouse gore, and more. Our next original is The Museum, Deadly Exhibits. This relic will leave you in ruins. A folklore museum's newest exhibit, The Rotting Stone, has released an evil spirit that decays everything, and it's coming for you.
First of all, Rotting Stone. They couldn't think of anything else.
It's giving the Rosetta Stone. Like, you know Rosetta Stone?
Yes, of course.
Very good. I feel where they possibly took the inspiration from.
Rotting Stone.
The next is perhaps our icon of the year, Major Sweets Candy Factory. Oh. They've got a killer sweet tooth. You're chaperoning a field trip to a candy factory when the free samples transform the kids into candy-coated killers.
That's hilarious.
I think it's so funny that the kids are the killers.
Yeah, I didn't really know that was like the lore behind it, but that makes it actually makes me like it even more. Like, we're supposed to be like chaperoning like adult elementary school.
I love the little the little lore that they give, like the backstory, which I'll talk more about in a second, but hold on. Let me finish up these last two. The next is Goblin's Feast. They'll feast on your flesh. Enter a goblin village where a feast is being prepared for goblins, orcs, hobgoblins, and witches, and you're the main course.
All right. Okay. I like that. Cute name. Cute
and little. Our last house. I know. It's kind of fun. Our last house is Triplets of Terror. The party's over, and so are you. You're invited to the Barmy Triplets' birthday celebration, but their kind of party involves recreating the murders of their entire family.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like an important one.
I'm not going to say anything personally about that yet. I'm not.
All right, so we want to start with our number 10 house. I'll let you start if you want.
So that's actually, thank you for letting me start. It's a great transition because my number 10 is Triplets of Terror. My thoughts are, there was a lot of speculation that Universal was trying to get the rights for the new Strangers movie to do that as one of their houses, but I guess they couldn't get the rights, so then they had to kind of pivot and make their own like original story. So I've not seen The Strangers, so I don't know like how accurate that is, but I literally think this is like, I think there's a chance that it could be fun and camp, but I'm just like, what? I'm not trying to like knock it, like I think it could be really fun, but I just don't fully get it, ? Like, they're having a I just feel like it wasn't like, it doesn't sound very fleshed out, and it's like, I just like don't understand it, so I'm just like, okay, I just don't, this is the one I'm least excited for. I feel like it could be another Chucky type experience.
I have to agree with you. I also have Triplets of Terror at my number 10.
Oh, thank God.
And all, like, literally all of my little bullet points in my notes are pretty much everything that you just hit on. My first bullet point is that the plot seems a little bit half-baked. And
yes,
I also feel as though it was a last-minute like scramble to replace an IP that fell through. Whether that was Texas Chainsaw, because I feel like it's kind of giving like the Sawyer family a weird way, or The Strangers, which is a good point because it's like three masked killers. It's very similar to The Strangers. And as far as I remember, there's no birthday party in The Strangers, but you gotta add a little bit of originality. I also think another little hint that it was replacing an IP is that this year we have 6 originals and 4 IPs. And I feel like usually it's a pretty even split. So, yeah.
5 and 5.
I'm excited for the birthday party theme, though. I hope that they have like birthday cake scents wafting in the house. You know,
yes, I can see where this could actually be really fun, but just like from the surface level, it's just kind of like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. No, literally.
I'm also like, I'm not saying I'm the most creative person in the world, but I feel like I could have come up with like you said, it's just like so half-baked. You're just like I just like read through that and I was like, okay, like cool.
All right.
And it's like, you're going to a birthday party, but every year they recreate their family's murder.
Like, what a way to celebrate. I know. Also, were they the ones that killed their family? Or, like...
That's what my thought was.
I guess we'll find out. I hope that they release a Discover Universal podcast on, like, the backstory of this one.
They have to. Right? I mean, don't they do one for all the IPs? Or, sorry, all the original... Okay.
I don't know. Maybe usually I think they did last year. So
okay.
Fingers crossed that we get one. Which I'll talk about the Discover Universal podcast in a second. Okay. But do you want to do your number 9 or you want me to?
I want you to do your number 9. We'll rotate.
Okay. I have to say that there is a big, and I said this last year with our hype list, there's a big jump between number 10 and number 9. Like, from here on out, I'm really excited for the rest of them.
Yes.
So my number nine is A Quiet Place. I'm so interested in how they're going to pull this house off. I want to know if they're going to do, like, soundproofing. I really did like the first two movies, and from the description that you read, it sounds like it's based off of the first two movies and not off of Day One, which is the one that just came out. It's like the prequel to the original. So I was thinking, like, okay, if it's not going to be totally silent in there, like, they would have to base it on, like, Outbreak Day or, like, whatever. But I guess since it is based off of 1 and 2, they're going to have to find a way to like make that quiet. Like, obviously it's in the name, like they're going to have to play with the sound or like the sound deadening technology in there. And I'm a little bit skeptical how that's going to work, you know, because we don't really see like, a whole lot of the creatures. Like, they're very like flashing, like they flash across the screen. You know what I'm saying?
So I haven't seen the movie. Like, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage because I have not seen the movie. So this is, let me just say, this is also my number 9. And only because I haven't seen the movie, so I'm just like not that excited. I think that once I watch the movie, I will be excited. But I think that it's so interesting what you said with like making sure it's quiet in there. Because again, I have not seen the movie, but maybe in the beginning it'll be quiet. And then I'm sure if I had to guess, I bet they'll have like the monsters or aliens or whatever they are like attacking people as, you know, and then everyone will be screaming, and then the screaming attracts the monsters, right? So then it's like, it doesn't really matter how loud you are because the monsters are going to be there anyway. Does that make sense?
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
So I there think is that's going to be quiet.
I agree. And then like build the sound. I think that's a really good point. I do also have to say, like, there are some pretty, like, iconic scenes from both movie that I think will translate well into a house. Like, there's definitely, like, in the first movie, they have, like, their own farm. And then, like, the inside of the house, there's, like, that really famous scene where she, like, steps on the rusty nail.
Yes, I've seen that. I've even seen that.
And, I feel like that will translate well into a house, but I'm excited. I'm excited for this house. It just couldn't go any higher because I feel I'm like questioning it a little bit. I'm questioning if they're going to pull it off.
Yeah. You need to keep your expectations lower so you don't get disappointed.
True. All right. You want to talk about your number 8?
Sure. My number 8 is Ghostbusters. Again, sort of like with A Quiet Place. Like, I haven't seen Ghostbusters in a long time. Mary Kay, I know you're a huge fan of it, so I think it's a little bit different, but, like, I don't really have, like, a sentimental attachment to it. So that's why it's not higher up for me. However, I think that Ghostbusters is super fun. I think it could be super camp. So I am excited for this one. And again, I think I just need to rewatch the Ghostbuster, maybe the original one, then whatever this one is based on. Because I know there's like a new set of Ghostbuster movies. So maybe I just need to catch up on all those. And then I think it'll probably go up on my list.
I gotcha. This is where our lists diverge. But okay. I did recently watch Frozen Empire, which I'll talk about when I get to it on my list. But okay. I think this house, it'll be pretty cool. But yes, I totally see what you're saying. I think you just need to do a little Ghostbuster marathon in preparation. We got some stuff to watch.
Yeah, we do. Also, I think that it was saying, like, yeah, obviously Frozen Empire, so it'll be cool if they do anything with, like, the temperature. Like, I don't know. That could be kind of cool.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the, like, this is like a weird way to put it, but like the sensory play in that house, I feel like is going to be really cool because it's going to be like free. I'm sure it'll be freezing cold.
Yes.
And we're going to get some cool visuals, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. All right. My number 8 is Insidious The Further. I really liked the first Insidious movie and I actually just rewatched it the other week. And while I was watching it, like there was definitely some cool scenery that jumped out at me that I was like, okay, like there's a part towards the end of the movie where he goes into like the further, Patrick Wilson's character goes into the further to get his son, spoiler alert. And there's like the lair of the lipstick demon, which I guess they called like the red face demon. But you know,
I was like, did I make that up that he called that?
I thought I remembered him being called the lipstick demon, but I also saw some like leaks online. So if you don't want to hear anything about this house, like just skip forward like 10 seconds. But there were like the windows from his lair were shown, being recreated or whatever. So I'm sure we're going to get like a scene from his little lair area. I'd like to get the scene where he's like sharpening his claws. It's a cool scene, but I'm going to have to watch all of the sequels to like get more hype about this house. Like, again, like I think I've only seen the first Insidious movie and I did really like it, but I haven't seen any of the other ones. And it sounds like this house is going to encompass like the entire franchise. So, okay.
I kind of like, yeah, I guess I need it. Yeah, we have a lot to watch, like you were saying.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Your turn, I think, for your number seven.
So my number seven is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I had to put the IPs low this year, I think. Well, at least these three. It truly does pain me to put Ghostbusters this low. And maybe if it was like the whole universe, I'd be more hype. Like I said earlier, I did watch Frozen Empire like a few weeks ago. And there were definitely some cool scenes that jumped out at me. And I thought would be like a cool room in a house. There's one scene where they're in like a testing lab that I, and they're showing like all the different kinds of like ghosts that they've trapped. That's definitely going to be a cool scene. I hope that they have that there, 'cause I think it'd be like a fun thing to walk through. This is definitely going to be like the Stranger Things house of last year, where it's like more for the scenery and less for the scares.
Okay.
And, like, I do think it's going to be cool if they play with the temperature. If you walk in, it's, like, freezing cold. I think it's going to, like, just kind of immerse you even more in the universe. But, overall, I am excited for it. I like the original Ghostbusters more than I do, like, the Afterlife and Frozen Empire. But still very excited for it. Love the series. Love the franchise. So it's at seven for me.
Honestly, I'm, like, a little bit – because I know you love Ghostbusters, so I thought it was going to be further down for you. But your reasoning makes sense. And my number seven – so we our paths haven't really converged too much because my number seven is Insidious. So we just have the flip-flops. Basically everything you already said, I don't know if I've seen – the first Insidious. If I did, it really freaked me out, so then I didn't watch any of the others. But again, obviously it's going to be a very busy 2 months, 2.5 months of literally just 2 months of watching stuff. So I'm excited for Insidious, but I don't really have anything to add about it because I don't really know that much about it.
Let me just interject here and say that we need to like come up with a like master list of things that we need to watch before going to Halloween Horror Nights this year.
Yes.
Because I feel like it's always so much more fun when you like have the background.
It's so much, especially because remember we saw Exorcist Believer like the day, like in the movie theaters, like the day before we went to Halloween Horror Nights. And I was so glad we did because there were so many little Easter eggs in there that I would have had no idea what it was.
Awesome. Yeah, totally. And then like watching The Last of Us show and rewatching Stranger Things, like that was so much fun.
Yes.
That was so much fun to like prepare for. All right. Sorry for interrupting. What is your number six?
Okay. My number six, we are getting into original territory. My number six is female monsters. I think that this is going to be super fun. And I was like kind of surprised that it was like, I didn't have it. I thought I was going to be like in like my first, second or third or fourth spot, but I gave it number six just because I think it could be really cool. I think the idea of like the female versions of all these like classic monsters is such a good idea. I think the costumes and I'm sure the set is going to be awesome. Of course, I'm comparing it in my head to the classic monster one that we had last year, which was Phantom of the Opera, Jekyll and Hyde, Quasimodo, and Invisible Man, which, as we remember, like, that was you and I, like, we were obsessed with it. It was our favorite. So I'm just like, I feel like no matter what, I'm going to be, like, slightly disappointed because I'm going to be comparing it in my head. So that's why I couldn't give it any higher, but I am super excited for this one. I think it'll be really cool.
I think those are all very valid points, but I have to disagree for my number six.
Ooh.
My number six is Monstruos, the Monsters of Latin America.
I knew it. I knew
and
it.
And here is my reasoning. I think that if I was going in like more blindly, I think this actually would have ranked lower for me. But okay. Since it got such a positive reception at Hollywood last year, it's making me really excited for it. Also, I have seen like a couple, I haven't watched like the full walkthrough of it, but I have seen clips of it. And I know that we can expect like some cool animatronics. And like, I do love the incorporation of like cultural horror, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I love, you know, like obviously like American culture is, I guess, you know, more like obviously like the universal classic monsters, but like, there is this whole like untapped resource of like horror legends from other countries. And I know they've done like Krampus in the past, which is like, I believe like a German horror character, but like now we're getting like these Latin monsters, yeah. Which I think is going to be really neat because especially from two people that I'm assuming that you don't really know the background of any of these monsters.
No, not at all.
I definitely want to look into like the legends of all of them and kind of like educate myself before going so that I can pay attention to like the scenery during the house and not be like, okay, like what is going on here?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cause like sometimes I feel like, sorry, go ahead.
No, keep going.
Sometimes I feel like in the house, if I like don't know the background behind it, it's kind of hard to follow the story. Like that's why I'm glad that like, with like Darkest Deal last year was like easy to follow, but I'm glad that we had the like Discover Universal podcast beforehand to be like, okay, like here's the backstory, here's what's going on, like here's what's the first scene is like when you enter the house, and then like let the house play out from there.
Yes, I cannot agree more.
And also, like this whole house is kind of giving like where a cryptid house might have been. So like Yeti, obviously we got Yeti, and then I think before that was like Terror of the Yukon. So they have been kind of on like a cryptid kick, and I wish we had gotten like a Jersey Devil house, but whatever, that's fine. I don't know if that's ever gonna happen.
I'm sure that is in the works. I guarantee you.
I hope so. But
because that's such a good,
if we couldn't have him, I'm glad that we have these three because I feel like they're gonna be really neat. Also, yeah, Sam and I – sorry, go ahead.
No, go. No, you go. I don't even know what I was going to say.
Sam and I did listen to the Discover Universal podcast for this house. And it is like – it's a, like a little bit goofy, but like it definitely was so nostalgic because like we listened to all the Discover Universal podcasts before. And if you don't know, it's like a – it's like a universal sanctioned podcast that they give the background of like all the original houses and give you the story and whatnot. But it was the Discover Universal podcast for this one was like a little bit, I don't say cheesy, but like it was a little cheesy.
It was like slightly cringe. Like just wasn't their best. Yeah. I feel like the story like wasn't quite as, I feel like a lot of the other ones were past. Yeah. And this one was just like, they're playing hide and seek and they found the monsters. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I want to say, so that was your number six?
That was my number six. And then for my number five, I feel like is going to surprise you. At number five, I have the Museum Deadly Exhibits. Which I know you thought that was going to rank higher for me.
Yes.
And it almost did, but there was one thing that set this house back and bumped my next one up. So
okay.
The Museum Deadly Exhibit, I am a museum girly through and through. I love the backstory. I know we were laughing at the rotting stone, but I do kind of think it's a cool concept. Like Night at the Museum was one of my favorite movies as a kid. And if we get a horror version of that, I will be so excited. I also think it's interesting that they specified that it's a folklore museum because I'm not exactly sure what a folklore museum is. Yeah, exactly. What is a folklore museum? I guess it's like they're just saying it's not a natural history museum and more of like a anthropology type museum. Like anthropology, I think it like a cultural museum more so. Again, like on earlier versions of like spec maps and stuff, this was speculated to be a like mythology house, which I was really, really hoping for.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I am really excited for this. I'm so curious to learn like what sort of exhibits we're going to be looking at and like what they mean by folklore.
So what was your reasoning for not having this higher? Because I thought this was going to be like your number one or your number two.
I just, like I said, like this was between my four and five spot, but there's one little aspect of my number four house that I'm like a little bit more excited for. So I can't say it's a lot, but I'm excited for something in the number four house. But tell me your number five.
Okay, so my number five is Monsters of Latin America.
I had a feeling it was
going to be. Yeah, so again, so we're very similar. I just think this one sounds fun. I almost like with the other ones that I was talking about with the IPs, it's like I didn't rank them as high because I was like, well, I don't know that much about them. But I think that for the Monsters of Latin America, it kind of like works in its favor because I'm like, ooh, like I don't know that much about them. Like, A, I'm excited to like research and like learn about the tales. And B, I'm excited to see these creatures that like I've never seen before, like in real, quote unquote, in real life. Like, I think that's going to be really cool. And again, I was also really excited for this one because so many people loved it in Hollywood. So I'm like, I felt kind of like FOMO. So I'm excited for that one.
Totally. When they announced it for Hollywood, and actually they did just announce a scare zone for Hollywood that's kind of related to this house a little bit. They announced like a monstrous like luchador. Like the Mexican luchadors, you know, the wrestlers with like the masks.
Oh yeah.
And apparently like in the scare zone, like there's going to be like two luchadors facing off against the monsters, which I'm like, that is like so camp and like so funny. And I wish that we were getting that. And I hope that they announce it for Orlando, but like, I kind of doubt it.
Maybe next year. Maybe next. Yeah, maybe they wait a year and then they do it after that.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm so glad that we're getting it on the East Coast because I was having FOMO too.
Yeah. Okay. So that's number five. My number four is Slaughterhouse Cinema. I think this is such a fun original concept. I'm not going to say too much because I also want to hear what you have to say about it. And I know that you know more of the lore, so I kind of want to like wait and hear you talk about that. But that is my number four.
Okay, sounds good. My number four is Major Sweet's Candy Factory. I'm excited that it is a scare zone to house. And the thing that set this over the museum for me is the smells. This house better smell like I've taken a dip in Willy Wonka's Chocolate River. It better smell. Yeah. I better be getting chocolate, peppermint, gummy candy. Like, you know, I want all the artificial smells in this house. Also, I just think it's so funny that we got this house like the year that Wonka was released. Because I feel like there's been like a resurgence in like candy factories. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
There absolutely has been.
Anyway, so I'm excited to be getting some screwed up Wonka vibes. I also think like a factory scene could work really well in a haunted house. Cause like, if you think about the bare bones of like one of these houses, one of these tents, it is like a very industrial bare bone. So I feel like they've got a lot of things to work with here. And I'm sure we'll be getting some of the props that they used in, like, the previous scare zone. And I've looked up a picture that I feel like it looks really cool. And I, again, like we said when we first read it out, I'm really excited that the fact that the kids are the villains, like, I think that's going to be so funny.
I feel like every year they have, maybe, don't quote me on this, like, maybe not every year, but a lot of the times they do, they find ways to, like, incorporate, like, kid characters, I guess, for, like, all the short, like, scare actors. I wonder if that's why. But it's
definitely. I just did my number four. So it's my turn to do three. So my number three is Universal Monsters Eternal Bloodlines. Okay. And I just think, like, it is high. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm really excited for this one. My first little bullet point is just because Monsters was so strong last year. So where you were saying, like, you might be left wanting by it, I feel like it made me excited for another Universal Monsters house. And I feel like the female spin is such a fun way of, like, not beating the Universal Monsters to death, but, like, still making sure that they're incorporated in the event. So, like, obviously, I mean, if we were to get a Frankenstein house or, like, a Bride of Frankenstein house, if you want to do the female route, or, like, even, like, a Dracula house, like, they've all been done before. But this time we're getting Saskia Van Helsing, which I think is really fun because Van Helsing, it was like the movie with Hugh Jackman that was also Universal, like about the monster hunter. And she's teaming up with, who was it? Frankenstein's daughter, Bride of Frankenstein, someone.
Oh.
And then they're going up against Dracula's daughter. Like that's, it's like a fun little spin on like Van Helsing's plot.
Okay.
And I saw, like, some of the concept art for this. I think we're going to be getting a lot more monsters than, like, the little blurb alludes to. So I think we're going to get a lot of, like, cool stuff. The real reason why I'm excited for this house is because I think it's a little bit of a preview for the Dark Universe. That's part of Epic Universe that's opening next year.
I think you're right. You're right.
And I think it's, like, kind of a way of being like, oh, well, if you like these monsters, you know, you'll really like our new
get
parks.
Another, get another ticket for it. Yeah. You know what? I think you're right. I actually think that's, and honestly, that's a really smart way to do it.
True. And we'll do a Patreon episode on it, but Dark Universe pretty much sounds like the best theme park ever. I don't, is it too early to say
that? Yeah, it does.
The one dark ride that they're plugging is, like, they said that they released, like, a video of the animatronic of, like, the Wolf Man, and people were like, oh, that's literally CGI, and they were like, actually, no, like, that is our animatronic, but it was, like, so lifelike, and it moved so, like, fluidly that people were like, that can't possibly be real.
I saw that going down, like, on TikTok, and people were, like, arguing if it was or wasn't CGI. Like, before Universal stepped in, I'm like, that's crazy. It looked so it real. Is.
And then, like, they came out and they were like, this is going to be, like, the scariest theme park ride. Like, not, I guess not motion-wise, but, like, theming-wise, which I think is just really fun. Because, like, the ride track mechanism is similar to the Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey, but instead of being, like, boxed in, so you can't see your surroundings. It's like a whole, like you get all of your peripheral vision.
That's it's an terrifying.
Open. I'm really excited. I'm really excited for this. We'll talk more about that on Patreon, but that is why this ranked so high for me, is because I feel like it's a little sneak peek of what's to come.
Yeah. Okay. I see. I understand your logic and I kind of agree. I'm like, maybe I should move that up. We'll see. Excuse me, I'm so sorry for the coughing. I know it's obnoxious. I promise next week I won't have it. My number three is Major Sweets Candy Factory. Mary-Kate, I think you brought up a great point about the scents. I think that's going to be so fun. I loved the new Willy Wonka movie. I know some people felt differently, but I loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah, you and I loved it. I think our moms both didn't like it.
No, my mom loved it. My mom loved it.
Maybe it was just for some reason my mom, I was watching with my mom and she like hated it. I was like, I thought it was pretty good. So I think it's gonna be so fun to have a scary spin on that. I just feel like the possibilities are endless for this one, and I just think it's so fun and it's gonna be scary, but not in a way, it's scary in a way that like the Yeti
the Yeti house was scary. But, like, you're also kind of, like, laughing and having fun, you know?
Like, totally.
So that's – I'm super excited for this one. I was – this one and my other two, my – like, my top three are almost, like, interchangeable. I'm, like, so excited for them. But, yeah, I think it's going to be – I think it's going to be awesome.
Ooh,
and then
– all right. Give us your number two.
Okay. My number two is Deadly Exhibits. I'm, like, so excited for this one just because I don't really know – I feel like there are so many different ways that it could go, and I don't know, like, exactly what route they will take. Like, I want to find out more about, like, the different exhibits that are going to come to life. I want to find out, like, what – I don't know. I this one is just, like, there's so much possibility, and I'm so curious as to what they will highlight. And I think, I don't think this one has, I don't think that, the podcast for, on Discovery Universal is out yet, but there is the Major Candy, Major Sweets Candy Factory one and the Goblin's Feast one. So we need to catch up and listen to those.
I listened to the Goblin Feast, and actually that's a good segue because my number two house is Goblin's Feast.
Okay. I love it.
It's giving Ren Fair, which I'm like dying to go to one.
Same.
I just feel like it'd be so fun. And if you know Sam and I, like, we've loved fantasy since we were little kids. Like, we were definitely fairy girls back in the day. Still are, if I'm not kidding myself.
Before we
might have to, like, HHN bound for this house. I fear.
I fear that we absolutely will have to. Yes.
Although I don't know if I could, like, stay in a corset from, like, 5 p.m. to, like, 2 a.m. But
we could always do a quick little. We could always do a quick little costume change in the bathroom after, like, after we, I don't know, after a couple of our drinks when we're like, okay, it's time to get comfy. Okay,
your time. Yeah. But they're all I'm going to say. Okay, so I did listen to the Universal podcast on this one, and I thought it was really, like, I liked it. I thought it was funny. It's like basically I don't want to spoil it, but, like, basically they're like, it's from, like, the POV of, like, a young goblin, and she's just getting ready for the. it's
like, I love that.
So, and then they do the voices too. Like, they give her, like, a fun, like, little high pitched voice. It's a very fun. It's very funny. It's campy. It just, like, made me laugh today. But all I'm gonna say about this, what I'll leave you with, is there better be a good food booth for this house, and there better be a turkey leg.
There, if there is not a turkey leg, like, I will probably ask for a refund. Like, this is the perfect place to get a giant honk of turkey leg meat and eat it like a goblin at a feast.
Totally. And what better way to celebrate Goblin Feast? I guess technically it'd probably be like a human leg, but, like, give it to me.
We can just pretend. I'm not trying to get Army Hammer up in here. I think Army Hammer has been on my brain because somehow I, like, don't really even watch that many movies, but, like, I've watched, like, two movies in the last 3 days, and both of them were, like, starring Army Hammer, and I was like, wow, he's serious.
Was one of them the Muppet movie? Isn't that him? No, that's Jason Segel.
That's Jason Segel. Those are two.
I kind of get them confused, obviously. Now you gotta tell us what movies they were.
It was Rebecca.
I've read that
which
book.
Is a great movie. And then on the Basis of Sex about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
It was really good. I watched that one with Grandma, actually. Because, like, I feel like that's never the type of, like, I don't like historical movies that much, but it was actually really good. Anyway.
Oh, my God. I watched a movie with him in it the other day.
What was it?
I rewatched Death on the Nile.
Oh, yeah. And that was crazy because that came out, like, during that whole scandal. So he's, like, not in any of the trailers for it, even though he's, like, a huge character in it.
Okay, wait a second. And now I'm, like, going through Armie Hammer's, like,
all, he's been what, in so much.
Like, it's not a discography. Hold on. But this just unlocked a memory that I did not know I had. Did you ever watch the movie Flicka? F-L-I-C-K-A.
I know that name. Let me look it up.
Okay. It's about a horse, and I was obsessed with this movie when I was a kid. Oh my god.
Was he in this?
Apparently. I don't know.
Lee McGraw was in it. Oh yeah, Armie Hammer was the male prefect.
What?
He played the male prefect.
Anyway, I know you guys are, like, on the edge of your seats waiting for our number one houses.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Please go.
But, okay. My number one is Slaughter Cinema 2, which I fear is not a surprise.
It's not.
Yeah. But for years, I've heard about the original house. Like, Slaughter Cinema is, like, one of the best original houses, you know, yada, yada. Like, and then, of course, like, if I'm listening to an HHN podcast, like, usually they're like, oh, like, fun little, like, topic of conversation is, like, what house would you like to see get a sequel? And Slaughter Cinema's always, like, in the mentions for that. So I'm just so excited to see how they do the sequel. And, like, I gotta watch the original. I think I did actually watch the original walkthrough, and it was a really fun house, but I just want to, like, make sure that I get any, like, callbacks to the original. I love a drive-in. There's not, I think it's, like, the ideal movie viewing experience.
Yes, I know.
I think that the rooms are going to be, like, super fluid. I think they're going to be, like, kind of, like, staccato. Look at that vocab word.
Yeah, it was good.
But, thank you. I think it's going to be, like, really fun because I think there's sequels to the original ones that were, like, featured in Slaughter Cinema 1. So, like, Cult of the Beast Baby, like, Cannibals from, like, Amazonian Cannibals from Planet Hell, I think was, like, another one. Meets Barber Shop. It's just, like, they're, like, those are, like, the funny, or, like, Sorority Slaughterhouse or, like, something like that. Like, that's just, like, the kind of, like, campy horror movies that we're gonna see in this. I know that they announced one was, like, Mardi Gras Murder or, like, something like that. Okay. I just think this is gonna be great. I think it's gonna be a really, like, immersive experience. Like, you're gonna definitely walk into, like, a drive-in, and then all of a sudden you're gonna be, like, in the movies. Hopefully they pop in some popcorn smells. Like, you know, I feel like that would be really fun.
Yeah.
And I love popcorn. And also, I think it'd be really cool if we got an appearance from the director or the usher, which were, like, two previous icons.
Oh, both obviously related to the
characters.
I feel like
that would be kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my thoughts on Slaughter Cinema 2. I freaking cannot wait to walk through this house. And yeah, what is your number one?
My number one is Goblin Feast. And
again,
so I know, right? I'm like, I just, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I also have a candle going, and it's just like, I feel like I can't get a full breath. I'm gonna get some water after this. Anyway, we're gonna get so many reviews that are like, oh my god, that one girl is so annoying.
She can't talk.
So yeah, Goblin Feast, I, like, ever since they announced this one, I'm so excited for it. Like you said, MK, we love Renaissance vibes. We love fantasy. I just think it has, I loved Blood Moon Dark Offerings last year, and for some reason they're reminding me of each other. I don't know, because I'm picturing, like, a village, like a medieval village vibes, I guess, which is kind of why
it's wait, hold on. Before you go on, it's so funny that you said that, because when I was talking, I wanted to mention this. The Discover Universal podcast for this house reminded me of the Discover Universal podcast for Blood Moon. Because it's like a little side story that I'm not sure if we'll see in the house, but, like, it gives you, like, the general idea of what's going on. Yeah.
Oh, see, that's so interesting, because I also loved last year during the Blood Moon podcast was so good. So
it was so good.
I think this one's going to be so fun. I think it's going to be whimsical. I think it's going to be fairy tale-y. I think it's going to be renaissance-y. I think it's going to be so fun. And like you said, the food stand, I think, is going to be off the hook.
So good. I can't wait. I can't wait for this food stand.
For Slaughterhouse Cinema, I just wanted to say, I agree with, like, it'll probably be, like, staccato-y. But I think that could be cool, because it's almost like we're getting a bunch of just, like, miniature houses all in one, right?
Yes. I completely agree. I think it's going to be so fun. At the buzzer, we did just get a submission from our third Halloween Horror Nights member. No explanations whatsoever. So it's just a list, but I'll give you the rundown right now.
Okay, I love that.
10, Triplets of Terror. 9, Major Sweets Candy Factory.
What?
I know. 8, Monsters of Latin America. 7, Goblins Feast. 6, Insidious.
Oh.
5, Eternal Bloodlines.
Feminist.
4, Ghostbusters. 3, Deadly Exhibits. 2, A Quiet Place. And 1, Slaughter Cinema.
I knew this was going to be chaotic. I knew it.
The fact that A Quiet Place is his number 2, we're gonna have to have him on for an episode to explain these picks, because truly
that, but also the fact that he also chose Triplets of Terror as his last one is so funny.
everyone gets the vibe. I'm excited for, like, some of the bigger Halloween Horror Nights podcasts, like Fear and Beer and HHN 365. I'm excited for them to release their hype list, because I want to know where Triplets of Terror lists on theirs, because, again, like, it's such a jump from 10 to 9. Not even there.
Exactly. Because number 10, we're just like, we literally do not care. But then after that, it's like, okay, I'm excited.
Exactly. All right. Well, I hope that you guys liked our hype list. Let us know if you, like, agree, if you disagree. I feel like our lists were very similar, so, like, if you have Triplets of Terror at 1, I'd love to talk to you, because I don't know if I'm, like, missing something, or you know, if you just like the vibe. But, you know, anyway, we'll talk about this more as it gets closer. And again, sign up for our Patreon. You can do it for, like, as little as $3 a month. So
there will be so much content. There's
so much content
happening.
All right, everyone. Until next time, we're just two ghouls creeping it real. Bye.